But first, I want to show you this. Have a quick look. West Midlands Ambulance Service tweeted this picture of a note left on an ambulance blocking a driveway while the paramedics were attending to a man in critical condition. The note reads, "You may be saving lives, but don't park your van in a stupid place and block my drive." Well, with me to talk about her interactions with the public is paramedic Rhiannon Roderick. Hello to you. Thanks for joining us. Sadly, we believe that the person that they'd gone to see actually subsequently died. So hopefully the person who wrote that note is feeling pretty bad about it right now. How common is it, Rhiannon, to have this sort of interaction with the public?
I think actually it's incredibly uncommon. I've been a paramedic for 5 years and I've had the most fantastic reactions from the public. They've always been so helpful whenever I've been trying to help anyone, whether that's kind of in public, on the street or in kind of residential properties. Even the fact that this note was shared and all of the positivity we've had from Twitter, from the public, has been absolutely kind of fantastic in showing that the majority of the public and the majority of the interactions that the emergency services have with them is actually quite positive.
There are times when I've read about when ambulances and indeed some of the other emergency services find themselves under attack, either with rocks and stones or people banging on the side of the vehicle and that sort of thing. I'm guessing that the police and the fire service are perhaps a little bit more set up, prepared to be able to deal with that eventuality, whereas one doesn't think about that when you think about ambulance personnel.
No, I think obviously anyone going about their day-to-day job isn't really prepared to be kind of have rocks thrown at them, as you say, or anything like that. I mean, fortunately, it is really rare, and the emergency services have a fantastic principle where they work together. So in any situation where ambulance personnel find themselves kind of under attack, whether that's verbally or physically, our colleagues in the police are prepared to support us and do so very quickly and very effectively.
Generally, you say that you find that people are very helpful. In what way?
So they're usually quite small gestures, but for example, before we arrive at scene, I often find that patients are covered in other people's jackets and things like that. Now, these are people who often don't know the patient, but they've kind of taken off their jacket and made them warm and comfortable with that item. Myself, I've experienced times when shopkeepers have brought over bottles of water or snacks for the casualty, and it's not always appropriate for them to have a snack, but just the kindness that's shown from people that don't know each other for someone else in difficulty is absolutely fantastic.
You talk about when you're on the way to a shout. Do you find that that motorists know what to do when they've got an ambulance behind them?
I think it's probably quite stressful for motorists because obviously we're quite loud and coming from the middle of the road. But generally, if the public can just remember that their safety is paramount, so we don't want a second accident, that's absolutely the most important thing.
You mentioned that actually because Rhiannon, I had stopped for an ambulance and the 32-ton truck behind me didn't. And so I found myself in hospital having stopped for the ambulance. And it's amazing how much that happens.
Well, that's awful. I'm really sorry to hear
that. Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely. Generally, if people can just keep an eye out for ambulances, obviously we are yellow, so hopefully quite visible, with lights and sirens, so you're just checking your mirrors regularly. And if you do see an ambulance or any kind of emergency vehicle, really, if you can pull to the left, if it's safe to do so, that would be fantastic. But most importantly, just slow down to a stop because we've got certain exemptions on the road and we can work around you, but we need to see what you're doing, and that's always a lot easier to do if you're stopped or much slower.
Did I read, though, that you can't pull into a bus lane or whatever because otherwise, if it's actually being used as a bus lane, you'll get a ticket?
Yeah, you can't break any road laws. So if the bus lane's in operation, you can't pull into a bus lane. You can't go through red lights or anything like that. And that is just about keeping people safe. So as you say, we don't want a second accident. So we don't want anyone going through a red light because obviously motorists coming from the other direction may not have seen us. So just keep safe, legal and slow, and we'll work around you, if that makes sense, if you can slow down and pull to the left.
Keep safe, legal and slow. I'm going to use that. Rhiannon, it's great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
For joining us. Thank you. You'd want Rhiannon to look after you, wouldn't you, if you needed it? We'll see you at top of the hour.